We all know that, Ulrich snapped.
But she knows better than any of us, said Grant, because she's the one who brought the nanos here.
Anita? McClintock said.
Who else?
Edith asked, but why would Mrs. Halleck do such a thing?
I don't know why, Grant said, but she's done it.
How do you get her to admit it? Cardenas wondered.
With a taut smile, Grant replied, simple. Just keep her here. She knows what the nanos are capable of. All we have to do is keep her here with the rest of us. Make her face the same danger she's put us in. Make her sweat it out. Wait till she cracks.
McClintock worried. What if she doesn't crack until it's too late, until this place is collapsing around our ears?
It'll be a race, Grant admitted. A game of chicken.
Ulrich shook his head. And if you're wrong, Mr. Simpson? What if she's not responsible?
She is, Grant answered firmly. She's got to be.
Ulrich looked unconvinced.
Turning to Cardenas, Grant said, Let's go down to her quarters and brace her. Tell her we know she's the one who brought in the gobblers, and she's going to be killed by them along with the rest of us unless she tells us exactly what the nanos are and how we can kill them.
And what if she doesn't care? Cardenas argued. What if she's insane, suicidal?
McClintock broke into a mirthless chuckle. Anita Halleck is not suicidal, I can assure you. Homicidal, perhaps, but definitely not suicidal.
Grant pushed his chair back and got to his feet.
Come on, Chris, let's put it to her.
I'm not leaving,
Trudy said, sitting tensely on the sofa.
Halleck eyed her coolly.
You'd rather stay here and be killed?
Oberman was already at the door. Halleck was standing between the desk and the bed where her travel bag still rested. Trudy had watched, nearly stunned with amazement, as Nate had talked Josie Rivera into turning her back and allowing them to take one of the hoppers without reporting it to Professor Ulrich or even to Carter McClintock.
We'd better get going before Josie loses her nerve, Oberman said.
What you're doing is wrong, said Trudy, her fists clenched on her lap.
What I'm doing, Halleck said firmly, is saving our lives. I have no intention of sitting here and letting the nanomachines kill me. But no buts. If you come with me, you'll be safe. If you stay here, you'll die.
Along with 100 others, Trudy said. But she wasn't thinking of the others. Only of Grant.
There's nothing you can do to save them, Halleck insisted. If you stay here, you'll die with them.
Looking up at Halleck's grimly determined face, Trudy asked, How can you be so sure we'll be killed?
Dr. Cardenas is trying... By the time Cardenas figures out what she's up against, it'll be too late, Halleck said. The nanos are spreading, just as they were programmed to do.
Just as... Trudy jumped to her feet.
You know about them.
I know what they can do, Halleck admitted.
You've got to tell Dr. Cardenas. Grant and the others, you can't run away and leave them here to die.
I can and I will, said Halleck.
And you're coming with me.
No.
Oberman...
Halleck commanded.
Pick her up and carry her.
Looking surprised, Oberman hesitated.
Now!
Halleck shouted. Oberman crossed over to the sofa.
Come on, Dr. Yost, he muttered. Don't make this tougher than it needs to be.
Trudy could feel her knees trembling.
But why? She asked Halleck. Why have you done this? Why do I have to come with you?
A bleak smile curved Halleck's lips.
As long as you're with us... You won't be able to warn Ulrich or Carter that we're leaving. You won't be able to tell them that the woman in the control center has been bribed to let us go.
Trudy looked from Halleck's coldly determined face to Oberman's flinty expression.
I can't fight them both, she thought. What good would it do to try?
Her shoulders slumping, Trudy said.
All right, I'll go with you.
Wise decision, said Halleck.
But as she stepped out into the corridor with Halleck in front of her and Oberman behind, Trudy wondered how she might get word to Grant.
I've got to warn him.
That one thought flashed through her mind over and over, like an old-fashioned neon sign blinking, glaring in her eyes. Flight. With Chris Cardenas beside him, Grant rapped on the door to Anita Halleck's quarters. No response. He pounded harder.
She's not there, Cardenas said.
Grant tried the door.
It wasn't locked. Sliding it back, he saw that indeed Halleck had gone. Where the hell could she be, he wondered. Cafeteria, maybe, said Cardenas. With a curt nod, Grant headed for the cafeteria, Cardenas half a step behind him. He flicked open his pocket phone, but a brief scan through the surveillance cameras showed no trace of Halleck. There were nearly a dozen people in the cafeteria, looking halfway between bored and scared. But no Anita Halleck. Grant stepped over to where Harvey Henderson was chatting with a couple of other technicians, his place at the table littered with empty dishes and crumbs. Harvey, have you seen Mrs. Halleck in here? Henderson shook his head. Nope. How long have you been here? With a shrug, Henderson replied. Nearly an hour. Not much else to do, except wait for the nanobugs to eat through all the airlocks. The woman on Henderson's left grumbled, You're such an optimist, Harvey. Turning to Cardenas, Grant asked, Where the hell could she be? Cardenas looked just as puzzled as Grant felt. This place is too small for her to hide out for long, Grant said. Come on, let's get over to the surveillance center. We can run through what the cameras have picked up over the past few hours. Once they left the cafeteria, Grant broke into a trot, jogging along the corridor toward the surveillance center. Cardenas kept pace with him, puffing slightly. The surveillance center always reminded Grant of an insect's eye. One lone technician sat in a padded chair, surrounded by screens that displayed all the public spaces in the Farside facility. Labs, offices, corridors, the cafeteria, the flight control center. Grant saw Josie Rivera at flight control, idly watching a video. Grant recognized the man on duty, Sherry Phillips. Hi, Grant, Phillips said, looking surprised as he turned in his chair. What are you doing here? Come to keep me company? Have you seen Mrs. Halleck on any of the screens? Phillips smiled amiably. To tell you the truth, buddy, I haven't been watching that closely. Nothing's going on. Everybody's just moping around, wondering where the damned bugs will hit next. Play back the last half hour on all the corridor cameras, Grant said. Why? What's going on? No time to explain, Sherry. Just show me the playbacks. And speed 'em up. Grumbling a little, Phillips tapped on his central keyboard, and a dozen screens showed fast-forward views of Farside's corridors. People scampered along the cheerless passageways like marionettes on amphetamines. There, Cardenas pointed. That's her. Real time, Grant told Phillips. The view slowed to normal, and Grant saw Halleck and the two others making their way up the central corridor. What's Trudy doing with her? Grant wondered aloud. She doesn't look very happy, said Cardenas. And Nate Oberman, Grant added. Where could they be heading? In less than a minute, the display screen showed the three of them entering the locker area by the main airlock. They're going to suit up, Grant said. He glanced at his wristwatch, then checked the time hack on the screen. 20 minutes ago. They went into the lockers 20 minutes ago. Grabbing Cardenas by the wrist, he said, Come on. If we hurry, we can catch them before they've finished suiting up. Running alongside him, Cardenas asked, Why didn't you see them when you scanned the surveillance views in your phone? Because Nate must have disabled the camera in the locker area, Grant replied, without breaking stride. But why are they getting into suits? Where are they going? Away from here, Grant snapped. Halleck wants to get away before the nanos wipe out this place. But where's she going? Cellini won't take her. She's got something in mind. Why is she taking Trudy? Grant asked himself. Is Trudy working for Halleck? Is she part of this disaster? No, she couldn't be. Not Trudy. She wouldn't. She wouldn't. And Grant realized that whether Trudy was helping Halleck or not, he was glad that she was getting away from Farside and the destructive nanomachines. But he knew that he had to bring her back, and Halleck along with her. Standing engulfed in a cumbersome spacesuit, Halleck complained to Oberman, Can't you go any faster?
Gotta check out the suits, Oberman replied as he plugged the life support backpack into the torso of Trudy's suit. You don't want to spring any leaks out in the vacuum.
Trudy stood mutely while Oberman finished checking her suit. We're going outside, she said to herself for the 100th time. Whether I want to or not, we're going outside. Holding her bubble helmet in her trembling gloved hands, Trudy glanced up at the wrecked surveillance camera dangling from the stone ceiling. Oberman had ripped it loose from its mounting and smashed its lens.
Nobody'll see.